Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey.
Yeah.
I would love to chat it up.
No.
But far more important people than I, than you, than any of us here.
Yes.
He, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, he is legend. Legend in this city. I mean, there's not a human being, I don't believe, in this city that doesn't go, I've absolutely heard that voice before. You think about voices in Kansas City. We work in radio, but if there's one voice that you could probably play for an 8-year-old kid or an 80-year-old human being, it's Mitch Holthus. I mean, his...
He's just going to throw it long for DeMarcus Robinson. It is going to use up all the time. The game is over, and the Chiefs' kingdom has firmly planted its flag on top of football's highest summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54. Final score, Kansas City 31, San Francisco 20. And Chiefs Kingdom, get ready to welcome your champions.
Born June 28th in Smith Center, Kansas. A graduate of Kansas State University, he was the radio voice of the K-State Wildcats, receiving interest from numerous NFL franchises before joining the Chiefs broadcast team in 1994. His voice becoming part of the fabric of the Chiefs' history and legacy. And today, he's here to talk about this Sunday's big AFC Championship game against the Bengals. Please welcome sports broadcasting legend, Mitch Holthus.
Mitch, how are you doing this morning, man?
Score more points. Score more points.
That's right.
You have such an influence on my life.
Dude.
You know, I pore over all these stats, and just in the hallway you go, hey, score more points. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's so brilliant. So it's in my brain, heart, and soul since that day.
Let me tell you something about Mitch Holthus. He knows. He knows. And you know, listen, spread the word. I have the answer to the championship. And that's when the clock thing runs out of the time, then if you have more points, then you win the game 100% of the time.
It's incredible that you just simplified something so complicated down to those three words. And it's just left such an impact on my life. Now, what we need to do is, like, these players exchange jerseys after the game, you know, and sign it, and then, hey, here's my jersey, here's your jersey.
Right.
I need to trade you a touchdown Kansas City shirt from High B with your score more point shirt, and we do it at midfield.
I was wondering if you were going to say it today, because I actually am wearing a shirt today that says, just say no to sports.
Well, you know, stay true to what you are.
Yeah. Well, you know what I love? I love how you do it. I'm so let down, and I really mean this, genuinely. Because, you know, obviously I'm a bandwagon guy. I like to watch it when we make it to the playoffs, when we make it to a Super Bowl, whether it be baseball, when we go to the series, whatever it is, that's when I want to watch. That's when the excitement, it's my city, and I get real joy out of that. But I bum out because I hear these guys on television And it's not the other voice that I know. And it took me a while to go, why do I not enjoy this? I go, yeah, because they're not as good as Mitch. Mitch, you really do put that excitement, that love. You got a certain way of doing it that I think is so fantastic. And I really, like, it actually brings me, and this is, again, I'm not a sports guy. Like, I enjoy it when you're doing it.
Johnny, it's got to be natural and real. And that's just the way it is with me. People that know me, I mean, you got Nikki in there and Ryan, they know I'm a whack job, AJ, but it's real. So what you're hearing and seeing when they put those GoPro cameras up and make it go viral, and everybody's like, what's he doing? He's going crazy. He's like busting the window out. It's all just a natural reaction. And one of the things and one of the compliments I get back is people are saying, well, that's exactly what I felt.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling us. And so that's what I want to do. It's got to be real and natural and not fake.
Yeah, right. And you know what? You're 1,000% right. That is the most fun. It is fun to be a broadcaster in those moments when you're not even thinking so much anymore. You're just reacting, and you're doing exactly what everybody listening is probably feeling the exact same way. You're excited the same way. And this game that we watched on Sunday, holy cow, even I was like, what's happening in front of me right now? Like, you wouldn't even make a movie like that because it wouldn't be believable enough.
No. You know, the writers of Ted Lasso are going, we couldn't think of that. We could live two lifetimes and never see a game like that again. I mean, 31 points after the two-minute warning. It's so crazy. But really, overall, we're living history. Whether you like the Chiefs or not, whether you like sports or not, for 48 years, we went to one AFC championship game. For 58 years, the franchise never hosted an AFC or AFL championship game. Never. 60 years almost. And now we're doing it four straight years. And that sets an all-time NFL record. And if you're not going to host the Super Bowl, the next best thing to host is the conference championship game. And we've done it four straight years. It's like, what am I living? Like, pinch me. I'm like, I got so many holes in the sheetrock in my home office that I just keep punching my head in there like, what are we doing? This is awesome.
Well, and you started yours the same year we started this. Like, I didn't realize in 1994, that's when you became the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's the year we got the morning show. And I just think, my God, he's just this. And that, to me, is such a long time. And I don't know of any other broadcasters done anything that you like this, like you've done. And, you know, you're an 8-time Kansas Broadcaster of the Year, 28 seasons for the Kansas City Chiefs. And without a doubt, from 8 to 80, you are the most recognizable voice in this city. It doesn't matter if you're a sports fan. When people hear you, I think Mitch Holt is like, that's just a super identifiable Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I mean, I can hear it in my head. And I'm not a sports guy.
Johnny, here's the other thing. And don't you see how it's all tied together? It's all very poetic that you and I, like, kicked off at the same time, like we're running down the slope together. But here's what you and I both share, and it's the connectivity. And let me tell you where I felt it the most. It's almost giving me chills to talk about it. I was in the back of the pickup with KC Wolf in the Super Bowl 54 parade, and we're in the bottoms there by the Missouri River on Grand Avenue, and we come over the hill on the north end of Grand Avenue, and all I see for miles are people. Dressed in red, joyful, happy.
Right.
I mean, you guys have kind of seen these at Rockfest, but in this case, it's everybody. It's every
right.
demographic. Grandpa's, grandma's, black, white,
sure.
Asian, Native American. They're all hugging and fist pumping and kissing and having, like, I'd never seen such incredible joy unified together like that. And that just left an impression on me of, like, man, can we, like, connect and unify and everybody, you know, feel that joy simultaneous. It's,
yeah.
It's that. It's what, and you guys do it every morning.
No, I get exactly what you're saying. That's my draw into sports. Like, I love to see good guys win. I love to see a team and a town come together. And above all, especially in these times, when you see everybody being excited about the same thing with no division, no divisive statements, nothing weird. It's the most basic human thing, whether it be a band is playing a song and everyone's singing along, or a championship has been won and everybody is celebrating together. You're right. That lack of wall division, that lack of any difference at all, that sameness is a real thing, man. It really is a joyful moment that, man, we could use 1,000% more of.
And it's very few things can do that, but the Chiefs are one of those. And that's why even like this week, this game on Sunday, sometimes you only get that like maybe once in a lifetime, like we had in Super Bowl 54, but now we had a shot last year, didn't get it done. We got a shot again. I mean, we could do this again. And it's just rare for that to happen.
So tell me this.
The other thing is trying to be surrounded by greatness. You're surrounded by greatness there. I mean, I do a remote when we were at Hy-Vee to do the Chiefs Kingdom show, and you got Ryan Westward.
That's
first
right.
of all, the name, right? You got Ryan Winward or Westward, whatever his name is. when does your remote operate? When does your remote on-site guy take over the show?
Yeah.
Because we have women that drive 4 hours to be there on a Monday night from Stafford, Kansas, and they're there and just stare at Ryan the whole time. I'm like, okay. So that's the connectivity I feel where everybody comes together, especially women staring at Ryan for an hour, driving 4 hours.
I hate being near him because he's good-looking. He's incredibly talented. He works incredibly hard. He's always nice. Did you know he's also a corporate jet pilot? That's what he does for a living.
Come on. And you know, Ryan Westward. You got to be like hosting a Hollywood TMZ show or something.
And, you know,
he's all the hits with Ryan Westwood. So, and then, but for him just to take over the show, there is a gal from Stafford, Kansas. Look it up and just Google map it and then see that this gal drives to the show and basically just sits and stares at Ryan. I'm like, I don't know. It's okay. It's very humbling. And then have Nikki Pace there with you, too. Talk about connectivity. Now, I tried to get Nikki to go to prom junior year, senior year.
Is that right?
I got to wash my hair. Oh, yeah, I wash my hair. I've got homework to do. Like, on prom night, you got homework. I go, you're not that good a student. And
it's a friend.
Never.
I didn't know you guys knew each other back then. Is that true? No?
Yeah.
No, I'm making it
up. It's not over.
Then she married Mike Kennedy, which is it crushes all of us. Because he's just better.
Yeah, that's right. Mike Kennedy is like, I look 20 years younger than I really am.
I know.
Shit, and I work out. You want me to take my coat off? You know, that's what I'm up against.
Oh.
You know, there's always something about Mary and Brett Favre walks in the room, and Ben Stiller goes, oh, it's Brett Favre. We got a chance. Mike Kennedy walks in, and it's like, oh, it's Mike Kennedy. And Mike Kennedy, are you Ryan Westbrook? You know, so... you and I, Johnny, we just roll along, buddy.
Just lucky to be here. That's what we are. And but listen, you have this effect on people. Because I watch AJ, who works with you also, Alan Engel, who, by the way, I'm telling you, if you asked him to murder somebody for you, he would do it. Like, I've had conversations. Dude, he throws me out of that studio. He's like, Mitch is on the way in, and he's wiping stuff down. He's cleaning stuff out. Tell me, get out. Mitch is here. The real talent is here. But he really does love you. And it's funny because I was talking to Ryan about you ahead of time. And it is amazing to me that everywhere I go, everybody, if your name comes up, they just talk about first out of their mouth, incredibly nice, polite, and then always followed up with what a talent, what an amazing guy. And your voice is so popular. It's so known in the city since 1994 as the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. What's the weirdest place, like doctor's office, colostomy, like what colonoscopy, like that you're there like, oh, my God, you're Mitch Holthus.
Prostate exam.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, hey, this is just going to, this is going to take a little bit of while. I go, hey, what did you think when we scored with 13 seconds left to tie? I'm like, oh, shit.
Going deep.
Well, there have been some weird places, honestly, like in Hy-Vee, truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm trying to do is like get some Uncle Ben's wild rice to take home, and they'll go, oh, my God, do it. Kelsey and Mahomes are going to do it. Like, I'm not going to do it in the store, okay, and belt it out. That's so cool. Let me get a selfie, and you do it.
Oh, now. That's great.
Honestly, at church this happened. A guy behind me, do it. I'm like, the coolest thing, Johnny, is I'll see little kids playing and they don't see me around or whatever. I just kind of, and they'll be, messing around in the backyard like we all did as kids. And you'll see some kid, score and go, touchdown, Kansas City. And I thought, all right, my work is done here.
Yeah,
I can move on. It's just fun to see that. It's awesome.
Do you make friends? Have you made friends over the years with players? Like, do we go, man, after it was over, the game's over, the season's over, maybe they moved on? that you stayed in touch? You've made actual, like, good, close friends?
Other than winning a Super Bowl ring, it's the highlight of what I do.
That's right. You got a Super Bowl ring.
Yes. The relationships and an NFC championship ring from last year. But it's, secondly, and I'll be serious about the relationships with those guys are some of the most important in my life. And it transcends time. I work also for 65 TPT, and we'll do shows throughout the week, and you'll see them social. But we do Facebook Live shows. We'll do a Chiefs field pass before games, a rewind after game. But the reason I'm telling you that is we'll have former players be our guest on the field before the game. When Dante Hall walked up, I mean, my eyes just started to tear up, like, to see him. Derek Johnson, some of my all-time favorites. But the other thing that I enjoy, too, is their reaction to me. Speaking of connectivity, it takes them back to the time of where they played. Like, you're not forgotten, dude. You are remembered because I remember you, and I'll make sure everybody else remembers you. And so those relationships are, it's one of the greatest things about being the voice of the Chiefs, and to do it for 28 seasons is the thousands of guys that I've been around and those hundreds of guys that are special to me. And hopefully I'm special to them.
Yeah, no, I truly understand that. Where you go, I can't believe that I'm able to pay my rent doing this. But even more than that, you're right. The friends you make, because it's people that you admire. People that you, even if you didn't have this job, you'd watch them on a television. I'd listen to them play songs. I'd see them as actors or musicians or comedians. And you do. You go, man, I can't believe I get to do this. Like, it really does mean something. And then if you make a personal connection, it's deeply, it's something I've enjoyed and I'm really thankful for.
When we get out of COVID and we have the Chiefs, it's basically homecoming weekend like a college would have, but it's a reunion of players coming back. And just to see those guys, and to see their reaction and their eyes light up. And
that's nice.
And, it's fantastic. It's honestly, it's one of the blessings. And it's why guys, when they retire, say that it's the thing they miss the most. Because there is when you're on a mission, and you're on a mission that's tough, and you're on a mission where 31 other teams want to knock you off the cliff or nuke your oatmeal, then when you're together against that, you do develop this bond. And
sure.
And so that carries on.
You've been in the trenches, man. You've been to war.
You do. Yep. That's it. And it does become a band of brothers.
Well, you listen, I really don't enjoy a lot of times when the television announcers are doing it. For whatever reason, I don't think they're exciting. I think they're, it just doesn't capture me. You have always captured this city and mine as well in your delivery and your enthusiasm and the honesty and the truth and the genuine fan that you are. I think you're a great representation. And I'm just glad you came by the show today, man. I hope we get to go to the Super Bowl. I hope we win this AFC championship. And it's been really fun getting to know you now that, you know, the Chiefs finally transferred over to the Wolf here at Odyssey. And that gave me the opportunity to kind of run into you more in the hallways. And I've just really enjoyed it, man. You're a fantastic cat.
When I first saw you in the hallway, and Nikki was there, so, but it was a moment, right? I saw Nikki. It took me all the way back to all those rejections. And then I saw, I go, is that Johnny? She goes, don't look him at the face. Do not
my
look
ass.
Him at the face.
Oh, my ass.
Oh, I go, do not look.
I'm you like, locked in.
Oh,
and AJ told me the same. He's just like, dude, stay cool. Don't hyperventilate. So I get excited. People know that.
And, something.
I don't know if you know this, Johnny, but I've set up tires in the backyard. I'm running through them. I've got, like, the guy with the pugil stick, like, in there poking me with the ball. I go, I went and tackled the neighbor's dog this morning. He didn't like that. But I go, I'm trying to get ready. I'm trying to get rid of you people. So. I'm a bad guy to be a neighbor, too.
Oh, my God. Listen, anytime, man.
All right, bro.
You're welcome here anytime. I hope that hope we have another parade, and I hope you get another ring.
I hope I'm in that pickup coming over that hill, because that was something else, man, to see just miles and miles and thousands and thousands of people.
Dude, that makes me happy for you.
Well, it was, yeah, man. I want to do that again.
Yes.
Beat the team that's got the bowling ball for the helmets. Like, is that a bowling ball? You guys, anyway, we're gonna play these Bengal Tiger types, but thank you so much. And this segment produced by Ryan Westwood.
You're the best. Thank you, my brother. Hold on. The great, the legendary Mitch Holtz, man. I like
it. Pick something.
I cannot believe you didn't bang him. You should have given it up in high school. You should have let him play with his everything.
Wasn't that good of a student. Wasn't a waste of my time.
Even Mike would be like, you really should have.
You see a chance, take it, kids.
If he could go back in time, Mike would be like, not that one, not that one, not that one.
Jesus, not that one.
That one. Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
How drunk were you? You missed that opportunity.
Mitch is one of those dudes, like, if you found out, like, your chick split you for it, you'd be like, well, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand why.
I'm not
happy, but.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a good.
None of us have, I mean, people have radio voices and then regular voices, and we've never done, like, we just talk like we talk, so people know who we are, whatever. But if I was Mitch Holtus making sweet love to my wife.
Oh, my God. He's going deep.
He's going to go for it.
Oh, yeah.
He's about to finish.
Yeah.
Like anything, his poor wife's like, shut up.
Yeah, he's Jake. Fourth and down. Jake. Here he goes. I think it's going to be a 2-point conversion.
Oh, and it's climax from Jake Jeffries.
She's like, you better get the extra points.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.